This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Bush administration's second-term shakeup accelerated today. The White House announced four cabinet resignations, including that of Secretary of State Colin Powell. He was the first African-American to hold the job, and he was often seen as a moderate voice within the administration. He'll stay on until a replacement is confirmed. A senior administration official says that President Bush has chosen National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to replace Powell. More on today's other cabinet resignations in a few minutes. First, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on Colin Powell's legacy at the State Department.
Powell came to office with unmatched prestige and popularity at home and abroad. A four-star general and former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he had a management style that quickly won over his troops at the State Department. Many were disappointed, but few surprised by his announcement today. Powell described his resignation as a joint decision with the president.
I had always indicated to him that I thought I would serve for one term. As we got closer to the election and the immediate aftermath of the election, it seemed the appropriate time. We were in mutual agreement that it was the appropriate time for me to move on.
Powell was widely viewed as an odd man out in this administration who lost policy battles on issues from the Middle East peace process to Iraq to North Korea. Robert Gallucci, dean of Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service, says Powell's troubles began from day one.
From the very first days of the administration, for example, when the South Korean president, Kim Dae-jung, visited and Secretary Powell indicated to him that the policy that he had seen in the previous administration, the Clinton policy, would continue on North Korea, it was immediately reversed by the president. And that was just the beginning.
In a statement today, the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Joseph Biden, described Powell's tenure as four difficult years in a bitterly divided administration. Powell himself gave no hint of displeasure in his resignation letter, writing simply the time had come to return to private life. University of Maryland professor Mac Dessler says Powell's legacy will likely be measured by catastrophes avoided rather than his great achievements.
The frustration, I think, that Powell may well feel, and certainly some of us on the outside feel, is a sense that this asset has not been fully exploited.
The asset was used at the United Nations in February 2003 when, as Dessler puts it, Powell performed a major service to the administration and made the case for war in Iraq. Powell has since acknowledged that some of the most dramatic parts of that speech turned out to be badly sourced, including his comments on mobile biological weapons labs.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are sophisticated facilities. In fact, they can produce enough dry biological agent in a single month to kill thousands upon thousands of people.
Powell said he spoke to the CIA later about how the U.S. got that story wrong. Most analysts saw the U.N. speech as a stain on Powell's legacy, though Gallucci hopes it won't be a lasting stain.
It was an era in the administration, and it is something I think that people will remember about Powell. But what I hope they remember is more than that, is that he was a voice of reason in the administration, that his approach to foreign policy was traditional and quintessentially in the interest of national security, and that he did a lot to improve the Department of State.
One thing Powell was not known for was shuttle diplomacy. He preferred telephone diplomacy and once joked about how he broke tradition to become one of the least traveled secretaries of state.
It's a tradition that I do not mind having broken. And part of the reason that the tradition is broken, I do not shop, I don't sightsee that well, I don't hunt animals, and there are a lot of other things I don't do that tends to make my trip shorter than perhaps others.
Powell does intend to use his final weeks in office traveling to Chile and Egypt this month and to Europe on a fence-mending trip in December. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.